for our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. Talking with Streaks head coach Evan Massey prior to tonight's finale of the Thanksgiving tournament against Rich East. And coach Kevin, and you've come off a couple of pretty good games and you're on a bit of a roll. And the nice thing is that, you know, I know we talked in the postgame a little bit with Coach Allison last night that, you know, probably over the last year or two, you've been looking a lot to Jessica Howard to score for you. Not that she hasn't been playing well for you, but she really didn't have to score. A lot of people are picking up and doing what this offense and defense are intended to do.
Yeah, I think you really, that's a pretty good insight that you look, you know, we're having different people scoring, and we've got, you know, I think five kids that are averaging between 8 and 12 points. So, yeah, I think what's happened is the last two games is, in particular, the defense really focused on trying to shut down Jessica, and so they go out in the perimeter and guard her and don't help off, and then also concerned about stopping us from being three-point shooters. And what that's done is it just opens up the floor as far as being able to drive and get to the basket. And in particular, I think Sadie and Jamie have done a great job of taking advantage of that.
What's also been nice in watching your defense, there's been, obviously, you're going to get burned sometimes because you do have to gamble on it, but boy, you've been coming up at different positions with a lot of steals.
I think Ty's been big coming up on steals, and Sadie has, and then last night was actually Jessica Howard did a good job, and we had her with six or seven steals, so, you know, a real positive that way. And, you know, it's interesting of, you know, it seems like we're really pressing better when there's situations like last night. We didn't give up a lot of two-on-one breaks, but we gave up some two-on-none breaks. And I think really, even though you'd say, well, that's, you know, not what you'd choose, but it still indicates that the kids are rotating up and they're aggressive, and that's why we're getting so many more steals, that we're selling out to get up and try and get the ball.
Well, and a lot of times I've seen also what looks like at times might be a one-on-nothing or two-on-nothing break. There's a lot of times there's somebody that's been really hustling to get back and at least, if not, get a block or you know, force them to miss, at least bother the shooter a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. And I think that we're doing a better job of getting back and not fouling people when we rotate back.
Well, what do you know about this Rich East team coming in tonight?
They're, you know, they don't have great size, but they're pretty athletic. That they, you know, really, you know, they may have for three quarters have given Springfield their best game. They struggled today and actually lost the game by plus 20. But they change defenses. They'll do some full court pressure. They'll do some half court trap stuff. So it'll be interesting because I think they'll challenge our ball handlers.
Well, it's always a fun atmosphere tonight. A little bit different as the Hall of Fame induction ceremony is going to happen prior to your game, and then you guys followed by the boys' game. So a nice doubleheader here tonight at Thiel.
Yeah, it should be a nice night.
All right, Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Good luck tonight, coach.
Thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here again on the pregame. We'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's an event over four decades in the making, and it's shaping up to be their biggest holiday sales event to date. Welcome to the Lakers 42nd Anniversary Celebration Spectacular, now through the close of business Tuesday. It may be Lakers' 42nd anniversary, but you'll celebrate too, with prices on every new Ford and Dodge vehicle in stock marked down to $500 under dealer invoice. $500 under dealer invoice means you could be driving a nicer, newer vehicle today, like a new 2010 Dodge Grand Caravan, priced at $500 under invoice. Add a $500 rebate and get 0% for 72 months. You're invited to a celebration, a 42nd anniversary spectacular with deep discounts on every used vehicle on the lot. Normal credit qualifications have been reduced for this sale. That means even people that have been turned down before could be approved and start driving a nicer, newer car today. The 42nd anniversary celebration spectacular through Tuesday only at Lakers Ford Dodge, Galesburg.
Tax title license doc fee extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorns Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Back here on the pregame show, and actually Eric finally able to run down Richie's head coach, Johnny Bass. We're going to do this one live. We'll send it to Eric Gibson.
But we definitely will be back.
What have you seen from your team in the early going? Obviously, looking at your roster, you have a lot of juniors and seniors, so a lot of upperclassmen. Not much of a young team, but you know, obviously, there's growing pains going into every new season.
Actually, we do have a young team. I only have three returning players, and I have five transfer students. So what we're struggling right now is trying to get those kids to understand that they have to play together. So that's our struggle right now, is that they've never played together.
Okay, so coming together with this younger team, or I guess a team that doesn't have a whole lot of cohesion, who are the players that you're really leaning on here in the early going of the season?
We're leaning on transfer student Jerome Webb, also one of our returning players, Shantina Jones, McCabe Elliott, and Khadija Shab. Those four people have to play very well for us to win, and they haven't done that, so we haven't been winning.
Coach, obviously one of the things that I'm sure you've heard about by now is the different style of play that Galesburg plays compared to most teams you'll play. A team that's going to shoot a lot of three-pointers, press the whole floor, and really try to speed your team up. Do you think that's something your team will enjoy playing that faster pace, or do you prefer to slow it down and try to run an offense?
Actually, we like the opportunity to play a fast team because that's what I'm trying to teach my kids to do. Granted, we have not had a team that have shot all threes, but that should be interesting. But we're looking forward to a running game because we haven't had that, which is our style of play. So.
Well, and it's always interesting to see how the new teams that haven't seen the system come in and play the streaks, because some teams do try to slow it down, like Rock Island Allman usually tries to slow it down, but other teams, Springfield ran with the streaks and ended up winning by 30-some points, and you know, it is a different style. What about your team coming in? What kind of defense do you usually rely on? Do you guys press a lot? Do you sit back in zone?
Well, really, we go team for team. Whoever we plan, we do our scouting report, and then from there, we decide what it is we're going to try and do. I like running. Defensive-wise, we like to play the man-to-man, but everybody we can't do that with. We like to pressure the ball, but some teams are just faster than we are, especially back our way. We have a lot of fast teams, so you just can't do that. So it depends on who we're playing.
Speaking of back your way, what do you think the conference season is going to look like for you guys this year?
We have a good chance, which is one of the reasons we're here. We want to get a different look. So we know we have a different style of play. So we're hoping that by coming out here and doing something different, it'll help us in conference.
Excellent. All right, Coach. Thanks for your time before the game. It should be an interesting game. And if you guys are going to run with the streaks, it should be an exciting game for both teams.
Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Johnny Bass of the Rich East Rockets. Back to you, Tom.
All right, thank you very much, Eric. Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Thorns Pets and Supplies, building a better bond between you and your pet. We'll take a timeout, come back with more of the pregame. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hot stuff coming through.
Well, thanks. I have been working out.
No, this pan is burning my fingers. Get out of my way or you're going to be wearing it.
Sorry. It's Michelle from Bates Collision Center helping Pat Betsy prepare for her family's holiday dinner.
Listen, I'm the one that should be sorry. It's just that everyone will be here any minute. The turkey's half done, and I'm standing here in my bathrobe. I just wanted everything to be perfect.
Everything will be perfect. That's what we do. At Bates Collision Center, everything we do is to make sure you have a perfect experience. We take the time to handle all the details, like setting up towing and getting you in a rental car. We even give your car a hand wash and spiff up the inside, too.
And, of course, a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Perfect.
You know, you're right. I don't know why I'm so uptight.
Patsy?
I guess I just got caught up in the whole rush of the holidays.
Patsy?
When I should just relax and let everything burn.
Burn? I didn't know sweet potatoes were that flammable.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Quick, you grab the fire extinguisher. I'll order pizza.
Out of collision.
Holiday shopping is in full swing at Farm King. Take $10 off a pair of Lee jeans, save $10 on totes and Justin Gypsy Ladies boots, and $20 on Justin Ranch and Road Western boots. A Duraflame electric stove with heater, just $69.99 at Farm King. And take 20% off kids' IH, John Deere, and Cat clothing. Save big with a stack-on 14-gun security cabinet with a free pistol and ammo box. From cookware to snowblowers, you'll save when you start your holiday shopping at Farm King.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand-in-hand. And by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along on our pregame here as the streaks are set to take on the Rockets of Rich East. You know, that's an interesting situation. In a suburban school like they are, Coach Joni Bass talked about the fact that you've got a whole bunch of transfer students. I mean, you find that a lot more in the public league since it's an open school district in Chicago, but that's very interesting in her conference and in that area that she's got a bunch of transfer students this year.
Yeah, especially because I think, and don't quote me on this, but I think Rich East is a boundary school. So I don't think it's a boundaryless school like you were talking about with the public league where you can go from school to school. Same as in Peoria, there's boundary.
Right.
More or less, there's some red tape, but it's more or less boundary. So they must have had a lot of movement in the district as far as that's concerned.
So the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Rich East Rockets are coming up next. That wraps up our pregame show. We'll come back and bring in the starting lineups and the start of tonight's game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
I think I deserve a hot mocha this morning.
Ha ha! But what will you sacrifice for it? Flavor or value? You must choose one.
Not if I go to McDonald's for a McCafe mocha.
But are you willing to sacrifice staying in your nice warm car to get it?
Drive-thru?
Well, you just have an answer for everything. Stop the drums. No sacrifice today.
Oh, treat yourself to a fresh ground McCafe mocha, latte, or cappuccino. Only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. No sacrifice necessary.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main for signs of all kinds. Mostly clear skies tonight, dropping down to around 25. Then tomorrow, sunny skies, a little bit warmer, a high near 50. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 35. And Monday, breezy, rain likely, a chance of thunderstorms, and a high of 52. It is 30.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Field Gymnasium, starting lineup. Streaks go as they have throughout the season. Ty Peachy, 5'6 senior. Jessica Howard, 5'7 senior. Megan Young, 5'6 senior. Mickey Rodriguez, 5'6 senior. And Jamie Johnson, a 5'9 senior. Rich East, Makiba Elliott, 5'6 and a junior. Shantina Jones, 5'5 and a senior. Jasmine Tate, 5'7 and a senior. Jeroma Webb, 5'9 a senior. And Khadijah Schaff, 5'11 and a senior. Rich East in their road dark green, trimmed in yellow and white. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. Tip won by the Rockets of Rich East. And we've got our first turnover of the basketball game as they try to get it under the basket to Khadijah Schaff. Overthrew her, and the Streaks will have it. And now the Streaks turn it right back over as Jamie Johnson was inbounding to Ty Peachy. I think she thought the girl was going to get in between Ty and her.
Yeah, and I thought that Jamie actually caught herself. They're saying that she didn't, that she did step over the line.
So the teams trade turnovers to start the game. Just underway, 7:46 to play. First quarter, Rich East with the basketball on the right wing. This is Jeroma Webb, top of the key. Gives to Shantina Jones. She'll drive into the paint. The runner is up. No good. Good defense by Jamie Johnson. Rebound ripped away by Megan Young, but it goes off her hands last. And Rich East will inbound from their own right baseline. Inbounding will be Jeroma. That's G-apostrophe-R-O-M-A, Webb. And it comes to Jasmine Tate with two Z's, by the way, Jasmine.
Yeah.
And they've also got a Jasmine that's J-A-S-M-I-N-E. Shot missed. Rebound Jamie Johnson gives to Ty Peachy. She'll run it across midcourt left to the center circle. Long cross-court pass down into the right corner to Jessica Howard. Now back to the left wing. Mickey Rodriguez. Long three-pointer is short. Rebound comes out long, and Rich East comes down with it, but stepping on the inline. It was, I believe, Webb, and the Streaks will get it back on their own left baseline. Line change for the Streaks. Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley check in. Jessica Howard stays on the floor for Galesburg.
Tom, I got to correct myself. I called Ms. Bass, Johnny Bass. It's actually Joni, she corrected me, even though it's spelled J-O-N-N-I-E.
Yeah, J-O-N-N-I-E. That's, I called her that as well.
And I don't think she knows what she's in for with this offense either. She didn't seem to know.
Three-pointer missed by Jessica Howard. Rebound comes out long to Shantina Jones. Yeah, I don't think she understands it's not just running. It's not just an up-tempo game.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing as Rich East turns it over again. Webb lost control of it in front of the Streaks bench, and Galesburg gets it back. No score, exactly 1 minute gone in the first quarter. Paige Klink on the dribble, gives to Emma Junk on the right baseline. Now back out high to Sadie Hamilton. She'll penetrate right side, stops up off the, or tried to get it off the glass. Shot was blocked. Nice defensive play by Khadijah Schaff. Got there and cut Sadie off, but the Streaks will get it back, and Rainey Sibley will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Sadie on the right baseline. Right wing to Paige Klink. Paige on the dribble. Dribbles right and hands off to Jessica Howard, being hounded by Tate. Now Howard drives into the paint. The runner is up. No good. Got a forearm across the face, though. And I think they're going to give her two shots. It's going to go, I believe, against Schaff.
Yeah, Khadijah Schaff, I believe. Yep. She's going to get this one. The girls seem to be really focusing on driving to the middle of the lane right now, which is a good thing, because it looks like Rich East is going to over-pursue a little bit on the exterior, so you're going to see a lot more openings in the lane.
First free throw in and out, no good by Jessica Howard. Still no score, 6:40 to play first quarter. Streaks and the Rockets from Rich East. The Galesburg High boys coming up following this. They'll take on Thornridge. And Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the call for you. It's the second free throw up and good. Streaks lead 1-0. Full court pressure. And it comes to Jones. Now this is Elliott across midcourt left side. Kicks it out on the baseline, but it's stolen away by Jessica Howard. Now stolen right back by, I think it was Jones, and we're going to have a reaching foul called on Jessica Howard, I believe. Yep, she picks up her first foul of the basketball game. Each team with one foul. Back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, also Jessica Lieber and Myra Diggins check in for the first time tonight.
Well, at least it looks like this Rocket Ball Club is going to definitely try to ball hawk a little bit, so the Streaks are going to have to be a little stronger when they're holding on to the ball.
And on the inbound, an ear steal by Mickey Rodriguez.
That should be a travel.
Yeah, travel on Jasmine Tate. Got the inbound. It was nearly stolen by Mickey, but then she shuffled her feet before she put the shot up. And the Streets get it back. Full court pressure from Rich East. Streets break it easily. Three-on-one break. This is Myra Diggins on the left. Block up off the glass. Got it. And she's fouled by
Jasmine Tate.
Yep. So chance for a three-point play for Myra Diggins. Puts it up and in on a nice look from Jessica Lieber. So to the free throw line, Myra Diggins. Streets lead 3-0, 6:24 to play here in the first quarter.
Myra has done a good job of running the floor in the last couple of games, and she's been able been the beneficiary of some good passes and rewarded for running the floor.
And completes the three-point play across midcourt. This is Elliott. Nice pass to the left block. Shot is up and no good by Webb, and the rebound comes down to Myra Diggins. This is Ty Peachy on the run. Ty down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber for a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Back to Jessica Lieber. Three from straight on is good. First basket for Jessica Lieber, and it's a 7-0 streak lead, and Joni Bass calls a 30-second timeout. 6:04 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 7-0, and I wouldn't say a slow start by the Streaks, but more deliberate to start the game, as this is a very quick Rich East team, they're saying.
Yeah, and Rich East has done, like we talked about, a lot of ball hawking all up and down the floor, so the Streaks aren't going to be able to get that outlet pass and get the ball up the floor as quickly as they normally do. They're going to have to be a little bit more deliberate in making sure that the person that they're outletting to is open. A lot of teams that we've seen recently have more or less allowed the Streaks to get that first outlet pass up towards half court and then try to pick up the defense from there.
Will be interesting to see how long Joni Bass leaves his full court press on if they keep getting burned the way they because how the Streaks have gotten their first two quick baskets here is breaking that pressure easily.
Right.
Now full court pressure from the Streaks. Myra Diggins up playing the ball and kicks the inbound pass, and they'll trigger once again. It is Jasmine Tate inbounding from the right baseline.
Reset the shot clock.
Tate almost, yep, she did step over the end line. Tried to get the pass and then kind of lost her balance, leaning in, pulled it back, and stepped on the end line, stepped inbounds, and the Streaks get it back on another Rich East turnover.
You want to talk about ugly games? we're not even 2 minutes into this game already. Five turnovers for Rich East.
Jamila Boyd, a 5'4 senior, checks in for Rich East. This is Jessica Lieber. Drives the paint from straight on, lays it up and in. Nice move by Jessica.
Great job by Jessica. Rich East closed out on her. She was able to get that strong step and drive right by her.
Full court pressure. This is Makiba Elliott. Gets it across midcourt left side. Gives to Shantina Jones. Jones loses control. Goes to the floor. Myra Diggins comes up with it. To Jessica Lieber. One-on-two break. Runs down the right side. Turns. Kicks out to Ty Peachy for the three. She can't hit. Rebound. Saved inbounds by Myra Diggins. Jamie Johnson with it. Leans in on the left side off the glass. Too hard. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Left side. Three-pointer is away. Off the rim. No. Jamie Johnson. Another offensive rebound. Nice pass on the left side. Ooh, a little bit low. She was a nice thought. She had Myra Diggins as both defenders on Jamie as she brought the offensive rebound down. Tried to reach around pass to Myra Diggins, but it went off Myra's foot.
Yeah, good job being active down there by Jamie, but almost on that last one, it would have been good for Jamie just to go back up and try to draw the foul.
Jessica Howard back in, Megan Young, Paige Klink, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer in the first time for the Streaks.
Oh,
wow, Sadie Hamilton called for a foul. It was Jeroma Webb who drove down the right side of the lane, put the shot up, and Sadie got a piece. It looked like it was just a piece of the ball. Made the ball go off the bottom of the glass, but Sadie got called for the foul. That's her first second team foul.
Well, the official didn't have a good angle on that one because he was over on the baseline, but on the far side. The play happened on the near side of the baseline, and Sadie was blocking him out, so he couldn't really see whether it was clean or not.
Jeroma Webb, 5'9 senior for Rich East, hits the first free throw. Nice stroke on that one. 9-1, first points for Rich East coming at the 5:19 mark of the first quarter. Second shot is away, off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Khadijah Schaff. Schaff puts it up and got it. Khadijah with her first basket. And the first basket actually for Rich East. Make it 9-3. Jessica Howard, three-pointer, right baseline, up and nothing but net.
They keep giving her that open three. They're going to learn real quickly why you don't let Jess have that much daylight.
Long downcourt pass, nearly stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. The ball bounced hard and went off Sadie last. She and Makiba Elliott both had a hand off it. Bounced up hard and hit Sadie on the chin before it went out of bounds.
Seems to be doing all right, though. Not even holding it.
Don't get much emotion shown on Sadie's face. Very stoic out there. Driving the left side, up off the glass, no good. That was Webb. Now the rebound up and no good by Schaff. Now Bailey Boyer with a rebound for the Streaks. Runs it across midcourt right side to Jessica Howard, right wing. They closed out on her that time and tried to get it to Sadie Hamilton. Ball goes into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Rich East with it.
Right there, Tom. Richie's trapped Jess on the far side wing, and Sadie was standing right up by the top of the key. What she needs to do is go back up by that spike line, give Jess a better angle to throw that ball back out.
Back in for the streaks, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, and Myra Diggins. This is Webb inbounding, pass over the top to Schaff, knocked away and stolen. It was Myra Diggins got a hand on it. Ty Peachy comes up with a tie against some pretty tough pressure there. Does a nice job dribbling out of it, gets around both Richie's players into the paint. Oh, they're going to call her for, oh no, that's a foul.
I didn't think there was a foul there. I almost thought there was more of a chance of a travel.
That's
on
what
Ty.
I thought. I thought they were going to call a travel, but nonetheless called a push on, let's see, it went against Shantina Jones. That's her first, third team foul on Rich East. Jessica Lieber, left baseline, three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Jones for Rich East. 4:20 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 12-3. Now the ball goes off the foot of Jones, and the Streaks will get it back on another Rich East turnover. I'm sure we've got more turnovers than points for the Rockets at this point.
Oh, yes, nine turnovers, 3 points.
Yeah. 12-3. Streaks lead. Ty Peachy drives down the lane, kicks out to Rainey Sibley. Now she'll drive it.
She did the
Chicago shuffle there before she took off with it. Got some quick feet, a little bit too quick that time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's one of the things. It was a nice idea, but she just got to make sure she gets that ball on the floor a little sooner.
And it comes to Makiba Elliott across midcourt, left side. Trapped up, now gets to the left baseline to, travel called on Khadijah Schaff. Made the pump fake, then same thing, picked up the pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor. Rich East will pick up with full court pressure again. Myra Diggins to inbound, needs some help. Finally gets it to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt, over the top to Emma Junk on the left block, puts it up off the glass and got it. Nice fake by Emma. She felt the footsteps coming from Khadijah. Stopped fake, got it up off the glass and in.
Steal by Ty.
Now Ty Peachy gives out high to Rainey Sibley, and her cross-court pass knocked away, and Myra Diggins comes up with it. Should have been an over and back, but didn't call it that way because Myra actually touched it in the front court, went to the back court, but Streaks get it back nonetheless. Right wing, Ty Peachy with it. Give and go, Myra Diggins wide open under the basket, up off the glass right side and got it. That's five for Myra, and make it 16-3. Streaks, 3:35 to play first quarter. On the dribble, this is Makiba Elliott. Runs down the right side, up off the glass, and got it. I thought it was going to go off too hard, but Elliott gets it up and in her first basket, make it 16-5. Now this is Emma Junk once again, up with a left hand on the left side from the pass from Jessica Lieber, and two quick baskets for Emma Junk, make it 18-5 Streaks.
Well, that was a great pass right there by Jess Lieber, but you know, Emma Junk is looking a lot better at squaring herself out. Too often we've seen her just get the ball and just throw it towards the basket. She's squaring her shoulders to the bucket and getting some nice looks underneath.
3:17 to play, back in. Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, and Jamie Johnson. Steal by Megan Young. Bailey Boyer with it. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Top of the key, it goes to Jamie Johnson. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes out long. Stolen away by Megan Young. Just ripped it away from Jamila Boyd. Now Bailey Boyer to Jamie Johnson. Oh, she can take that three. Didn't take it. Now right wing, it goes to Bailey Boyer. Give and go. Jamie Johnson down on the right block. Leans in. Got it. And she's fouled. Nice, strong move by Jamie as Makiba Elliott was literally hanging on to her arm. Jamie powered it up, got it up and in, and drew the foul.
That was a nice strong move, and that's kind of what I wanted to see her do earlier on that one where she tried to whip the ball around and give Myra Diggins a nice pass. She's strong enough to take that with contact.
Free throw rolls around and pops out. Streaks lead 20-5, 2:54 to play here in the first quarter. Left wing, this is Boyd with it for Rich East. Trapped up, now a near steal by Megan Young, but finally coming out with it is Jeroma Webb for Rich East. Now out near midcourt on the dribble, Streaks all over defensively. Now a nice backdoor pass on the left side, driving in, a double pump shot by Makiba Elliott. Gets her second basket, make it 20-7 Streaks. Jessica Howard now right wing for Galesburg, lost the handle on it, now picks up in front of the Rich East bench, needs some help. And gets it to Jamie Johnson on the right sideline. It's knocked away, though, by Boyd. And the Streaks to get it back as Paige Klink, Jessica Lieber, Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, and Rainey Sibley check back in.
Well, right there, just got herself trapped up. She needs to give Jamie some more room to throw that ball. So she needs to throw that a little farther, to catch the ball. She needs to throw that a little deeper than what she did.
Rainey Sibley to inbound from in front of the Rich East bench. And it comes to Paige Klink out high left side. Now gets on the left wing to Rainey Sibley. Ball knocked away. Rainey gets it back. Gets bumped. Now gets it back again. Puts a layup up. No good, but gets knocked to the floor by Khadijah Schaff. And boy, that's determination there. She got bumped three times, got it knocked away from her, still came up with it. And now Rainey's down in some pain. It looks like she's holding her left ankle pop.
Yeah, I'm wondering if when she went down awkwardly, she rolled that left ankle.
Yeah, she looks like she's in some pain. But, boy, she was determined on that one. And then as she went up for the shot, got hacked across the arm by Schaff and went to the floor. She didn't land on anybody, I think, but I think she was at an awkward angle because she'd kind of gone up with kind of a layup and gotten hit and knocked off balance. So trainers and coaches out there taking a look at Rainey at this point. 2:18 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 20-7. Hopefully this is not going to end up like a game Mr. Brad Benowitz, who's sitting next to you, saw earlier, where I believe that he saw a team have, what, was it about a turnover a minute? Pretty close.
More
than a turnover a minute. 33 turnovers for the game in a 32-minute game by Chicago Washington earlier today.
That's ugly.
And the Streaks come out with, 68-28 win in that one. And they'll be back in action coming up following this game tonight. They'll take on Thornridge in their finale of the Thanksgiving tournament. Immediately following this one, Brad and Jim will have that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Still down taking a look at Rainey Sibley as both teams have kind of gone over to their benches and... we're probably going to take a little while here. Tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout here and come back. 2:18 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead 20-7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team will go in search of their fourth consecutive victory in the Thanksgiving tournament tonight here on WGIL. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast as Galesburg plays Thornridge.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain at the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson as they carry Rainey Sibley off the floor at this point. She gets a nice hand from the crowd. And, yep, Jessica Howard has checked in for Rainey. Kind of figured that would happen since she wasn't on the floor. Figured Coach Massey would put her in to shoot the free throws as Rainey obviously not able to do that. 2:18 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 20-7.
Well, Jessica comes in shooting at 72% from the free throw line. She's shot it pretty well, 13 of 18. 1 for 2 in this game and make that 2 for 3.
21-7 now the lead. And let's see, I'm not even sure if I marked down that foul. Yeah, I was on Schaff, and that was her first.
Second.
Okay, I had it marked down. Second shot up and good for Jessica as well. She's got 6 on the game, make a 22-7 streak. So on the dribble across midcourt, this is Makeba Elliott.
She handles it pretty well.
Yeah, she does. Now a runner in the paint by Elliott, can't hit. Tips her own rebound, but Jessica Lieber able to grab it and snare it. Now it's Sadie Hamilton across midcourt, right of the center circle, on the dribble, top of the key, dribbles right down the middle of the floor. Tried to get to Emma Junk on the right block, ball goes to the floor, and now Sadie dives in there, jump ball called, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice hustle by Sadie. Kind of a tough pass there, as there was a couple of Rich East defenders. I can see where she was coming from. She saw that brief opening, thought she could get the pass there, but nice hustle by Sadie to dive in there after that loose ball.
Well, definitely quite the scrum down there, too.
Yeah.
Makeba Elliott was down there. Jasmine Tate was down on the floor. I believe Jeroma Webb was also down there.
5 new streaks in, or actually 4 new, as Jessica Howard stays in. She's got the ball on the right wing on the dribble to the right elbow. In there with Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson and Myra Diggins. Now a steal by Jamila Boyd. She can't hit the layup. Rebound to Myra Diggins. Now Ty Peachy has it for the Streaks. 1:37 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 22-7. Jamie Johnson with a 3 out high on the left side. Off the back iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Jasmine Tate. Off it goes to Makeba Elliott. Down court pass to Camille Blay, who's into the game for Richie's. Now a 3-pointer right wing up and no good by Boyd. Rebound comes out long to Jamie Johnson. Gives to Ty Peachy across midcourt. Nice look to Myra Diggins running the floor on the left side from Ty Peachy to Myra Diggins. Myra lays it up and in. And that's 7 for Myra. Make a 24-7 streaks. Myra's equaled the total of Rich East at this point. Inbounds, nearly stolen away by Myra Diggins. That a little bit too aggressive on that one. Got called for the foul. Nice hustle by Myra. Got a quick hand in there, but then got a piece of the arm as well.
Well, yeah. Once Myra got that ball disrupted, she was going to try to stay after it. Unfortunately for her, there's some good ball handlers on this Richie squad. They just don't seem to know what to do once they get the ball into the lane. They either take awkward-looking layups or they throw the ball away, it seems like, on the norm.
Rich East breaks a full-court pressure, two-on-one break. This is Elliott, runs it down the right side, can't hit, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Sadie Hamilton, who's back in, along with Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. That'll be the second on Sadie and the fourth team foul on the Streaks. 55.4 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 24-7. Going to the free throw line will be Makeba Elliott with two shots. She's got four of the seven Rich East points. Elliott, 5'6", and a junior for this Richie squad, misses the first. She kind of sideways when she shoots that shot.
Yeah, she's probably the best ball handler on the squad. Again, she's made some nice moves in the lane. She's got to learn how to get some better balance, though, when she gets in the lane so she's not shooting everything off balance.
Now foul on the inbound as the second free throw was good. Reaching in was Jeroma Webb. She gets called for the hold. That's the fifth or sixth team foul now on Rich East, and Webb picks up her first. Checking in for her will be Jasmine Washington. This is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E. We got a J-A-Z-Z-M-I-N and a J-A-S-M-I-N-E. So Jasmine Washington in. Inbound comes to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble, working against Washington across midcourt, left side. Now in the center circle, dribbles right. Picks up and gets to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles, being really hounded. As you said earlier, they're really hawking the ball on the Streaks. Now back door, or a give and go to Sadie Hamilton. Couldn't hit the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. Nice pass from Bailey Boyer. Sadie couldn't get the first one to go, got the second one. That's her first basket of the night. And make it 26-8 Streaks. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. Left side, gets pushed on the baseline, no call. Yeah, now they're going to call it. Sadie nearly went out of bounds, and the foul's going to go against Jasmine Tate, I believe, was the one that was there. Yep, it does go against Jasmine
Tate.
Second. And that means Sadie's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. As that is team foul number seven on Rich East with 25.5 to play here in the first half. Could be a long half of basketball.
Yeah, well, it's looking that way. 11 turnovers already for Rich East. And we've seen now seven fouls already in the first quarter.
26-8 Streaks lead back in. Paige Klink, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Myra Diggins. As Sadie Hamilton is at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She eyes the first. It is up and bounces off, no good. Jessica Howard with a hand on the rebound, but no, they're going to say that B-L-A-Y-E, comes down with a rebound, but she stepped on the inline, so the Streaks are going to get it back as Jamie Johnson checks in for Sadie Hamilton. Inbound to Myra Diggins, knocked away, and the Streaks will get it back. I thought maybe Paige Klink had touched it last, trying to step back inbounds, but they say that it went off Rich East last.
Looked like she definitely attempted to, but then was able to alligator arm it.
Page looking for help. Tried to get it to Ty Peachy left baseline this time. Knocked away again, this time by Tate. Streaks having trouble getting it in. This is a really, really quick Rich East team.
Well, they need to start using some more ball fakes. The Streaks need to start using some more ball fakes and some counter cuts.
This time, oh, boy, she tried to get it to Jamie Johnson. Jamie was right in front of her. Page put a little bit too much on that one.
Yeah.
Jamie couldn't get the handle on it.
Well, Jamie wasn't expecting the bullet pass from
that was a
2 feet away.
So Rich East will bring the length of the court. Inbound comes to Tate. Ball goes to the floor. Now Tate loses control. Traveled, no call. 15 seconds to play. This is Washington across midcourt, right side. She traveled with it. Puts a layup up, no good. Rebound to Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Gets to Ty Peachy. 7 seconds to play. Ty across midcourt with five. Ty drives down the right side. Kicks to Jess Howard with three. Fires a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound to Myra Diggins. Up, no good. And she got, I thought they were going to call a foul, but nope, the time runs out. But it's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks after one quarter of basketball. The score, Galesburg 26, Rich East 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home. but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Second quarter getting ready to get underway. Streaks lead 26-8 for Galesburg. Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins. Sadie with a steal right away. Jessica Howard, right wing, stops, fires a three, got it. Thought she might have shuffled the feet before she did that, trying to get set, but they didn't call it.
Yeah, it definitely looked like she took a couple there.
Another steal by Sadie Hamilton. Now to Myra Diggins, left block up off the glass and got it.
Myra having her best offensive game of the season.
9 points for Myra so far, make it 31-8 Galesburg. On the dribble left side, nice pass into the paint, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton, the pass by Elliott. Now this is Tate with it on the left wing, 10-footer up and no good. She got looked like she got hacked across the arm by Jessica Howard. The official didn't see that one, though. And Streaks are going to bring it the length of the court. Tate actually holding her arm from where I think Jessica got a piece of her.
Yeah, it definitely looked like Jess came down to try to swat at her, and it looked like she got a good beat to the upper arm.
Well, now the ball is going to go back to Rich East. They say it went off the Streaks last. Top of the key, this is Webb. Right baseline, it goes to Makeba Elliott. 15-footer is no good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Jamie will bring it out herself on the dribble. Long downcourt pass, Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing, but Jamie got pushed on the pass.
This is going to go against Tate, her third foul already.
So Jasmine Tate, she was running behind Jamie as Jamie kind of slowed to make that pass. Looked like Tate ran into her, and Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Jamie with 2 points on the night, 0-for-1 from the line, 7-12 to play first half. Streaks lead 31-8. Galesburg High boys in action. Following this game, they'll take on Thornridge. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. As the first free throw is good, she'll get the bonus.
32-8. Streaks have pulled out to a 24-point lead here.
Well, the one thing we can hope for is we get a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. I know Brad and Jim are hoping for that. Second shot is up and good as well for Jamie Johnson. They get 33-8. Inbound comes to Webb. Runs it across midcourt right side as she dribbles out of the trap all the way down the right side. Lays it up off the glass too hard. Rebounded Jamie Johnson. Just ripped it away from Bly. And now a reach foul. I think it's going against Jasmine Tate again. Yeah, that is number four on Jasmine Tate, one of the better ball players for this team. And quickly, Joni Bass is going to go to her bench and get Khadijah Schaff back in as she'll replace Jasmine Tate, who now has four fouls. And back at the free throw line, Jamie Johnson. And the next one, the Streaks will be shooting two.
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen more of Khadijah Schaff. She's been their best interior player, very active. Seems to be able to get a lot of shot blocks down there.
Waiting for Jeroma to get her shoe tied. Now Jamie Johnson will get her first attempt of the one and bonus. 7:02 to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-8. First shot is up and good.
So Jamie now 3-for-4.
I'll say after she missed the first, she's made three in a row now. And she's got 5 points. Streaks lead 34-8. Second shot is away and good as well.
She's a nice stroke look right now with the free throw.
Inbounds comes to Washington across midcourt. This is Webb. Runs it down the right side. Stops with a 5-footer. Too hard off the glass again. Rebound comes down to Emma Junk. Gets tied up with Camille Bly. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. That's something that's going to come with maturity, that Emma's going to get a little bit stronger, hit the weights a little bit more. But right now, that was a case right there. She just wasn't able to rip it away from Bly.
Well, and realistically, I think Bly had better position as well, and that helps her out.
Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Now on the left side, running down, this is Elliott. Lays it up off the glass and got it. Makeba Elliott with 7 of the 10 Rich East points. This is Jessica Lieber, right baseline three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Bly for Rich East. Now her pass is stolen away in the backcourt by Jessica Lieber. Now it's Paige Klink with it. Klink across midcourt right side, picks it up, gets to Jamie Johnson between the circles, and Jamie has it swiped away by Makeba Elliott. She'll run down all by herself on the right side, lays it up and got it. 9 of the 12 points for Rich East. 6:17 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead is now 35-12. Inbound to Paige Klink. in the backcourt, picks up, looking for help now. Streaks need to move back toward the ball, gets to Jamie Johnson, got to get it across the timeline now, which Jamie does. On the dribble left side, and a reach foul, and Elliott actually got hurt because she got ran her chin right into Jamie Johnson's elbow. Three-pointer left wing, no good by Mickey Rodriguez. Ball saved and bounced by Jamie Johnson. Jessica Lieber comes up with it, lays it up off the glass right side and in, make it 37-12, Streaks. Full court pressure again, inbound comes to Webb. Pass in the middle, overthrows Schaff, but running it down is Bly for Rich East. She'll run it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got it. So Rich East trying to pick up the scoring pace, make it 37-14. Quickly back the other way. Paige Klink across midcourt, picks up the dribble, looking for help. Now gets to Jamie Johnson right at the center circle. Jamie holds on, now picks up, and and it was McCabe Elliott ran. She was just all over. I mean, just belly to belly with Jamie on the defense, and got a little bit too close that time as Jamie went to make her move, and she kind of bounced off, and she was feeling that one a little bit.
Yeah, well, Paige Klink's showing a little bit of her inexperience now. We've seen two straight possessions where she's picked up her dribble, one in the backcourt, one over here in the corner of our side of the floor, but she's got to keep her dribble alive as long as she can until there's an open player to pass it to. She keeps getting herself trapped up, and it makes it more difficult for her teammates to get open when Rich East knows that all they have to do is protect against that pass.
First shot up and good for Jamie Johnson. This is a two shot as a double bonus for the Streaks. 10 team fouls on Rich East. 5:21 to play in the half. Streaks lead 38-14. Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Bailey Boyer, and Megan Young back in as Jamie misses the second one. Khadijah down with a rebound and gives to Camille Bly. Cross midcourt, Jasmine Washington runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got it. First basket for Washington, make it 38-14. Jessica Howard, right wing, long three-pointer in front of the Rich East bench is short. Rebound comes down to Bly. Now this is Shantina Jones with it, runs it down the left side, puts it up off the glass, too hard. Rebound tipped out. Bailey Boyer comes down with it for the Streaks. Streaks with numbers, three on one. Boyer on the dribble right side, gets to Jess Howard, right wing, fires a three, and got it. Left her wide open again. She's going to nail that one. That's three on the night for Jessica Howard. She's got 12, make it 41-16 Streaks. Cross midcourt, Webb with it, goes to the right wing to Washington. And now a travel called on Jasmine Washington. That's actually their first turnover for a while. It seems like they had a whole bunch of them early on, but they've done a better job handling the ball lately.
Yeah, they have. They had 11 after the first quarter. They're not 16, it's only 5 in this quarter, but they had done a better job, but what they've been doing is whoever got the ball just drove it to the middle lane and put the shot up.
Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Mickey Rodriguez for the Streaks. This is Ty. Nice spin move, top of the key. Gets to Emma Junk on the right block, puts it up, can't hit, but she is fouled, and I believe that's going to be against Jasmine Washington as she got Emma across her shoulder going up. It does go against Washington. That is her first foul, and Emma Junk goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 4 points on the night. Nice move by Ty Peachy down the middle. Nice spin move and drew the defender. Made the nice look to Emma Junk. First free throw is too hard off the back iron.
Emma struggling on the season shooting free throws. She's now 4-for-12 with that miss.
4:26 to play in the half. Streaks lead 41-16. Second shot away off the back iron. No. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound. Lost a handle on it. And now they get Webb trapped up, and now Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Sadie Hamilton, left-hand layup, up off the glass, can't hit. Jessica Lieber with a rebound, off the right glass, no good. And this is Webb that comes down with it for for Rich East, and a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow points for Rich East. I really thought they were going to call Sadie for a reach foul on that one. Would have been her third if that was the case. Fortunately, it was a jump ball call. With 4:13 to play in the half, Streaks leading 41-16. This is Jeroma Webb in the backcourt. Gets to Shantina Jones, back to Webb, on the dribble in the backcourt still, across midcourt right side. Now on the right wing, splits the defenders and jumps from way outside the lane, throws a kind of a wild shot up, can't hit. Now, oh wow, Sadie Hamilton's going to pick up her third foul on a cheap one there, as Webb got her own rebound, put it up, and looked like Sadie held her ground straight up, but they called the foul on her. That is her third, and going to the free throw line will be Jeroma Webb with two shots.
Well, yeah, it definitely looked like Sadie was straight up right there, and Jeroma jumped into her, but they gave it to her nonetheless. Sadie's got to rip that rebound down, though, and you eliminate that issue if you box out and you grab that board.
Webb 2-for-3 from the line now. She's got 2 points, 41-16 in for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Paige Klink. 3:59 to play first half. Streaks lead 41-17.
She has a weird free throw rhythm as she dribbles a couple times, pick it up like she's going to shoot, and then dribbles another time.
I mean, she's got a nice looking stroke when she actually shoots it, but yeah, just a strange rhythm beforehand. Second one is up and good, make it 41-18. Bailey Boyer drives all the way down the right side, splits the defenders, layup no good, comes up a little bit short, and Khadijah Schaaf down with a rebound. Gives to Shauntina Jones across midcourt to Jeroma Webb. Now running down the right side of the lane is Washington. She lays it up and in. That's her second basket of the quarter, and they get 41-20. Nice look from Bailey Boyer to Megan Young under the basket. Kicks it out to Paige Klink. Now Myra Diggins with a three from straight on. Can't hit. Saved inbounds by Megan Young. They're going to say she stepped on the inline, though. And Rich East will bring it back the other way with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 41-20.
That was Myra's first three-point attempt of the season.
On that particular shot, doesn't look like she's attempted too many, but she's got a pretty good-looking stroke. We saw in Meet the Streaks, she can put it in from out there, too. Nice move by Jeroma Webb. Oh. Yeah, they're going to call the charge. Nice job by Myra Diggins holding her ground. Webb tried to do the old, show him the ball, basically. Put it out there like you're going to pass it, pull it back, and try to go up with a layup. And Myra just held her ground, and Webb ran over her. So foul on a turnover for Rich East.
They probably could have called the travel right before as well, because when she did show the ball, she took a couple more steps. Now the Streaks are getting a lot of full court pressure here. They're going to have to open some other players up.
Inbounds to Ty Peachy, breaks the pressure easily, gets pushed coming down the floor, no call, throws the shot up off the glass, no. Emma Junk down with the rebound up off the glass, got it on the right side. Six for Emma, make it 43-20 Streaks, 3:12 to play in the first half. Inbound comes to Schaaf, back to Jones. Jones runs across midcourt left side, now all the way to the baseline, leans in. Shot is no good, but she's called for the travel.
I didn't really see that travel right there.
I didn't either. I honestly thought they were going to call Ty Peachy for a foul.
I thought so, too, because
I didn't
Ty
know if she reached or not.
In.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. But now a foul. They were holding Ty on the inbound. Which one's it going to go against? Webb or – nope, it goes against Shauntina Jones. They were both right there and had a hold of Ty, tried to get open that time. So the foul goes against Jones. That's her second. Ty Peachy comes down. She'll have two shots at it. Ty hasn't scored in the game until now. Oh, rolled out. Boy, that one rolled around, sat there, and fell out.
I thought it was going to sit on the rim. She comes in as a 59% free throw shooter. 10 for 17 coming into the game. 10 for 18 now.
3:03 to play in the half. Streaks lead 43-20. Ty Peachy at the free throw line for Galesburg. She's in there with Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. Second shot is up and good. First points for Ty tonight. Make it 44-20. Full court pressure. And it comes to Schaaf, and she traveled with it again. She needs to do a jump stop there. She came in, she ran and got the ball and just kept running when she got it instead of doing the jump stop.
Well, it's 20 turnovers now in the half for the Rich East Rockets.
Mickey Rodriguez inbound from the right baseline. Wide open under the basket on the left side as Ty Peachy lays it up and in on a nice look from Mickey Rodriguez. Make it 46-20 Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Long down court pass goes to Washington. Lays it up from the right side. Got it up and in. She's got six for the game. All six in this quarter. Make it 46-22. Now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, right wing, up and good. First second of the game. She's got 10, make it 49-22 Streaks. A steal by Jamie Johnson, midcourt, playing free safety. Now to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing. She'll fire the three and got it. Nice to see Mickey get off and get one early in the ball game, and make it 52-22 just like that. This is Khadijah Schaaf, traveled again. They didn't call it this time. She'll stop, fires a 19-footer from the right wing. Can't hit. Jamie Johnson with a rebound to Ty Peachy. Ty's going to give to Emma Junk, running the floor on the right side. Couldn't quite run it down and had to save it in bounds. Rich East comes up with the ball. This is Jones with it. Runs it down the left side, lays it up, got it, and they're going to call a foul on Jamie Johnson. Jamie reached in there real quick, tried to pull it back, but still got a piece of her. So Shauntina Jones gets the basket and the foul. That's her first basket of the ball game. First foul on Jamie Johnson. That's something we've seen after the first couple of games. She got in some early foul trouble, and she's done a nice job lately of being able to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, she has. She's done a good job of getting in better defensive position right there. She kind of let her arms do the reaching as opposed to scooting over in front. She scoots over in front of Jones right there. I think she could have taken the charge.
Free throw is up and good, so Jones completes the traditional three-point play, and palindrome score, 52-25. I know Brad had one of those earlier in their game today. 2 minutes to play in the half. Streaks lead 52-25. Bailey Boyer on the right baseline drives in, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey, I'd like to see do a little bit more of that. She's quick enough to get to the rim there.
But she gets called for the bump, going trying to get the steal on the inbound play, and that's now going to be seven on the streak, so we'll walk it down to the other end, and it'll be Makeba Elliott with the chance of the one and bonus. First foul on Bailey Boyer, 1:51 to play. Yeah, she had it out there, and the defense jumped right out on her. Yeah, she's got that nice quick first step and made a really good move.
Well, that's the second time now she's made good moves to get to the rim. Unfortunately, the last time she did miss the shot, but that's something she could take more advantage of. She's probably the quickest with the ball on this team.
Free throw up and no good, and Sadie Hamilton takes the rebound away from Khadijah Schaff. Look from Jessica Howard to Paige Klink, left side. Now Bailey Boyer fires a three from the left wing. Line drive, got it. So two baskets in a row for Bailey Boyer and make it 57-25 streaks. In the backcourt, on the dribble, Shantina Jones gets it across the timeline. Now picks up and looks for help and overthrows Washington. Washington. Ball goes out of bounds. Streaks get it back on another Richie's turnover. Checking into the lineup for Richie's. There it is. There's that player we were talking about. We knew there'd be somebody that we didn't have on the roster, a number 13 that we don't have. Do you have one over here?
Cheyenne Adams.
Oh, Cheyenne Adams. But not on the roster that they sent that got printed off here. Fortunately,
I think she is.
One.
She just had the wrong number.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, they got her as number 35. Okay, Cheyenne Adams. 1:14 to play. Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Paige Klink, and Jessica Howard for the streaks. This is Jessica Howard, top of the key. Long three-pointer is away. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton leans in. Up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around. Sadie gets it back again. Five-footer up and good.
Sadie Hamilton continues to be active underneath the basket. Set herself another 2 points.
59-25 streaks, 52 seconds to play. Left wing. 14-footer up and no good. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. The shot was up by Camille Bly, and this is Bailey Boyer with it. Gives to Paige Klink on the left wing. Paige lost a handle on it, had to save it in bounds, and it goes to Washington. So a streaks turnover with 38 seconds to play. Washington runs it down left side, lays it up and in. She's got 8 points all here in the second quarter, all on layups. 59-27 streaks. Bailey Boyer with it to Sadie Hamilton, right of the center circle. Sadie on the dribble between the circles, 24 seconds to play. Working against Elliott, don't want to get a five-second call. Now dribbles left, there's a five-second call. And she really wasn't getting any help from anybody else. Nobody else moved toward the ball that time.
Well, and I don't think Sadie recognized. Sometimes players don't understand that even if you move to a different area of the floor, as long as the defender stays engaged the whole time, the count keeps going, and she kind of went to the right and the left thinking that she was going to get that clock reset. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, not like the old days when you had the hash mark and you could actually do that. They only called it behind the hash mark. If you came in front of it, they would stop the count until you went back again. Now trapped up in the backcourt is Elliott. Gets it to Washington across midcourt. Carried it, no call. Right wing, shot by Bly is no good. Rebound goes to the floor. 5 seconds to play. Picked up by Washington with 2 seconds to play. Now this is Elliott. 18-footer from the left wing is no good, and we have played one half of basketball, and it has been a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. At halftime, it's Galesburg 59, Richie's 27. We'll come back with our OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show here in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Pre-owned 4-day sell-off sale now through November 30th, and you can't afford to miss it.
4 days only.
Get behind the wheel of a new 2011 Chevy Cruze with a 38 MPG rating for only $199 a month, or it can be yours for under $18,000.
4 days only.
Save big when you buy a new 2011 Chevy Equinox or GMC Terrain, both with a 32 MPG rating, and both with the just-announced incentive of $1,500 cash back plus 0% financing.
4 days only.
Get additional savings when you buy a YEM pre-owned vehicle.
Buy GM certified and get financing as low as 1.9%.
YEM has 14 Lucernes in stock, 16 Impalas in stock, 5 Malibus in stock, 12 Jeeps in stock, 17 Silverados in stock. YEM has over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock. So don't miss YEM's After Thanksgiving 4-day sell-off sale. Today through Tuesday, November 30th. See YEM for details. YEM in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl, sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rich East Rockets. 59-27 is our halftime score. Really, it's been all Galesburg in the first half, and they just came out. And although Rich East probably overall the quickest team we have seen thus far, just they don't have the skill set that the Streaks have at this point. And Galesburg has done a nice job of playing their game, and I think that is frustrating Rich East a little bit, forcing a lot of turnovers. Streaks have done a nice job as far as that goes. Once again, nice to have you along on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. This is our halftime show sponsor. Coming up in just a bit, it'll be Galesburg High School boys basketball. The Streaks boys will take on Thorn Ridge. Coming up following our broadcast here, as we'll send it to Brad and Jim immediately following the conclusion of this game here this evening. So hopefully a couple of Streaks victories tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. 59-27 is our halftime score. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Streak boys were victorious earlier today. They defeated Chicago Washington 68-28 was the final in that one. Not totally sure of the standings in this tournament on the girls' side at this point, but no doubt Springfield is going to win the tournament. I don't even think they were playing today, but they did not lose a game, and nobody really even came close to the second-ranked team in Class 3A in the state. So it looks like Springfield will be the champions of this tournament, but it's still a great experience, and that's what Coach Massey does, wants to get some good teams in here and get the Streaks some competition, a chance to really get things underway as they get into the conference season, although they do have the one conference game under their belts with Quincy. But back into it next Thursday night. We'll have, was it Rock Island? Is that right? I've got the schedule here somewhere. I believe that is the case. Let's see. The 20, what? No, the December 2nd, yeah, coming up next Thursday, Streaks will play host to Rock Island in their second Western Big Six game in their home Western Big Six opener. So once again, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead 59-27 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here's a holiday riddle. What do you get when you mix Lane Home Furnishings' lowest prices of the season with Lazy Boy's holiday savings event?
Oh,
great
my goodness.
Savings all around at Viceroy's and Monmouth, of course. Oh. When it comes to quality and comfort, look no further than Lane and Lazy Boy. Lane's got everything on sale in just the right color and style to fit your room.
Yeah, I'll take one that got one, yeah.
Prices, recliners, living room couch, leather and more. Sit
thanks,
down and relax on the Lane Megan reclining three-piece sectional. Sale price of just $18.95. Or the Sherman Bitman's recliner for just $6.99. And Lazy Boy's got your back, too, with their Pinnacle or Lancer Chase Rocker recliner as low as $4.29. You know you'll love one of those. Plus, qualified buyers until 6 months interest-free financing. With Lane and Lazy Boy, you'll be completely satisfied with the quality, comfort, and styling for years to come, all at prices you can afford. Hurry in to see the entire selection of furniture at great prices during the Holiday Savings Event at Vic Royce Furniture, 120 East Archer in downtown Monmouth. Happy holidays.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main for signs of all kinds. Mostly clear skies tonight, dropping down to around 25. Then tomorrow, sunny skies, a little bit warmer, a high near 50. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 35. And Monday, breezy, rain likely, a chance of thunderstorms, and a high of 52. It is 30.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rich East Rockets 59-27. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, Streaks a very balanced scoring attack. They put up a lot of points in the first half. 12 points for Jessica Howard, including 3 3-pointers, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Thank you, sir. Also, Jessica Lieber with 10 points on a couple of threes and a couple of twos. 9 for Myra Diggins on 4 baskets and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. 3 points for Mickey Rodriguez on a 3. 7 for Jamie Johnson on a basket. And let's see, 5 for 7 from the free throw line. 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets. Ty Peachy with 3 points. 5 points for Bailey Boyer, including a 3-pointer. Emma Junk with 6 points on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Probably the only thing the Streaks didn't do that well in the first half was from the foul line of 9 of 15.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a good job in every other facet. You look at the turnover battle, the Streaks turned it over 12 times, but Rich East turned it over 22 times. So that's a plus 10 turnover ratio. The Streaks out-rebounded in Rich East 26-19, offensive boards 13-5. And they shot it pretty well. 7 of 21 from distance, 14 of 22 from inside the arc, good for 49% from the field total, and then 11 of 30 from the field, 0 for 1 from three-point range for Rich East, good for 35%. So the Streaks doing a real nice job shooting the ball and an even better job on hitting the boards and making sure that they are taking advantage of those second chance opportunities, because inside the arc, generally where they get a lot of those second chance opportunities, 14 of 22, so doing a much better job collapsing the boards and also putting those rebounds back in.
Well, Rich East with a fairly balanced scoring attack. They just don't have a lot of points. 9 points for Makeba Elliott, 8 points for Jasmine Washington. Those all came in the second quarter. 3 for Shantina Jones, 2 for Camille Bly. Khadijah Schaff with 2 and Jeroma Webb with 3 points, 5 for 8 from the line for the Rockets in the first half. Thanks to listening to our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Ready to start the second half. Streaks come out same way they started the game. Jamie Johnson, or actually they're going to come out with a different five. It'll be Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, and Paige Klink. Rich East will bring out Jeroma Webb, Khadijah Schaff, also Makeba Elliott, Jasmine Washington, and who's the other one? Can't see the officials in my way. Whoever's up on the ball there. Oh, looks that's like, that's Makeba there. Okay. So who am I missing? Oh, it looks like Shantina Jones is the other one on the floor.
Jasmine Tate probably won't see much floor time, at least until the fourth quarter, as she's got 4 fouls.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. This is Ty Peachy. Brings it into the front court. Stops and gives to Jamie Johnson out high left side. Now to Emma Junk out high right side. To the right wing to Ty Peachy. Ty gives to Jessica Howard. Fires a long 3 out high on the left side. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes out long. Run down by Washington for Rich East. Gives way to Webb. She'll bring it across midcourt on the dribble. Stops at the left elbow. Swings it over to the right wing to Jones. Jones drives into the paint. Pulls up with a 10-footer and got it.
Nice little floater by Shantina Jones there.
5 for Jones. Now Jessica Howard, 3-pointer from the right wing, no good. Emma Junk tips the rebound out. Paige Klink gets it, gives to Jamie Johnson. Now Jessica Howard, top of the key, runs down the right side of the lane, gets it up off the glass too hard. Emma Junk down with a rebound, up off the glass, no. And the rebound comes down to Washington for Rich East. Gives way to Jones. Jones across midcourt, right side, knocked away by Jessica Howard. Now they got her trapped up, and Paige Klink comes up with a steal off the trap. Paige Klink stops on the left wing, gives to Jamie Johnson. Long 3-pointer out high on the left side. Got it. Nothing but net. She was out in Jessica Howard land.
Yes, she was. Deep three there.
10 points for Jamie. Make it 62-29. Maybe that's been the problem with her this season. She's been in too close.
Yeah.
Nice spin move by Jeroma Webb. Can't hit the shot. Emma Junk down with a rebound. Gets hit in the back of the head, and her outlet pass goes awry. And going to the floor after it, Ty Peachy, and the Streaks turn it over. But that was partly due to the fact that Emma was trying to turn to make the outlet pass. She got hit in the back of the head.
Yeah, and Jeroma Webb now 0 for 7 from the field.
Her 3 points came on 3 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg leads 62-29. Inbound comes in out high on the right side of McCabe Elliott. Now left wing goes to Jones. Left baseline Webb. She'll fire the three-pointer. Can't hit. Rebound on the weak side of Mickey Rodriguez. She'll give way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt right side. Stops at the top of the key. Hands off to Sadie Hamilton. Back to Bailey left side. Puts it on the floor. Drives into the paint. Nice. Well, tried to get a nice look to Megan Young. A low pass. Megan able to get come up with it. Gets to Sadie Hamilton. She'll fire the three from out high. Can't hit. Rebound to Mickey Rodriguez. She traveled with it. Tried to get her footing. She thought she was going to have to save it in bounds and was going to try to turn and make the pass, but she took an extra step there. So the Streaks turned it over with 6:20 to play.
Well, I think McKeeba Elliott gave her an elbow to the back, too, that was not called. And she kind of extended out and helped Mickey find the sideline.
There's Khadijah Schaff on a nice pass from the from high to low. And it was Jeroma Webb on the pass. Schaff gets it up and in. She's got four. Make it 62-31 Streaks. Sadie Hamilton between the circles out high right side to Megan Young. Right wing, it's Mickey Rodriguez. Now to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, gets a double screen. The old picket fence there, it looked like. Three-pointer was up and no good, and the rebound comes down. And a tie-up between Sadie Hamilton and Shantina Jones, and the possession arrow points this time toward Rich East.
Well, that's the second time the Streaks ran that play. The other time was for Jess Howard right at the beginning of the half. They ran that same play and got her an open look at the top as well.
The Streaks are dropping back, picking up in half court now.
2-3.
Yeah, running that 2-3 zone. They're kind of extending on it. Right wing, this is Elliott, 15-footer up and good. Kayla Elliott with 11. Make it 62-33. Ty Peachy passes to the left wing to Paige Klink. Top of the key, this is Jamie Johnson. Looks over the defense. Oh, you can take that three. Doesn't do it. Picks up her dribble, gives to Ty Peachy. Ty out high on the right side. Picks up to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key. She'll stop this time and fire the three off to the left. Rebound to Paige Klink. And ball got knocked away when Paige brought the rebound down. Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. 5:17 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 62-33. Paige Klink to inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Jessica Howard on the right wing. She'll fire the three off the back iron. No. Paige Klink with another weak side offensive rebound. Oh, they're going to say, wow, the ball got dropped out of her hands. I thought it went off the leg or foot of Washington, but the official says no. Right wing, this is Webb with it, working against Klink. Now down on the blocks right side, this is Washington. Traveled with the basketball, turned and tried to get the pass to Schaff, but she traveled, and Streaks get it back on another Rich East turnover with 5:02 to play. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Lieber check back in for Galesburg.
We have three officials in this game, and I think that same official has called every traveling call in this game.
He doesn't want to get it over like the rest of us do, apparently. Megan Young with it, or tried to save it in bounds on a, I'm not sure if it was a bad pass. I didn't see it.
It was. Megan was trying to get the pass inside, and she did not have a good angle for the pass and just kind of got away. She was able to chase it down, but was not able to get to it before it went out of bounds, essentially.
Got to mention Rainey Sibley. She's at the end of the Streaks bench. They've got her ankle taped up, and they've got some ice on it. She came out on crutches at halftime. Three-pointer up and good for Jeroma Webb. She's got six in the game now, make it 62-36. Now a nice move by Sadie Hamilton, drives all the way down the right side, split the defenders, gets it up off the glass and in. Sadie with six, makes it 64-36, but Rainey went down. She got fouled on a shot in the first half, got knocked off balance, as another three is up and good, this time by Shantina Jones for Rich East. Make it 64-39, but she got knocked off balance, came down, and looked like she twisted her ankle on the way down, so she's been out ever since. Near steal by Webb. She tipped it away from Jessica Lieber, but the Streaks will have it back in front of their own bench as Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, and Jamie Johnson check back in.
Rich East shot 1 3-pointer in that first half. They were 0-for-1, and they're 2-for-3 already in this half, so I guess they're going to extend out their offense just a little bit.
New strategy in the second half, apparently.
Right.
Joni. Ty Peachy gives to Emma Junk on the left wing. 4:06 to play third quarter. Now Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy between the circles. Left wing to Paige Klink. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, short rebound. Jamie Johnson, take it back up. gets it up and in. Yeah, you only had one of your teammates right there. All the green jerseys were on the other side of the floor. So Jamie Johnson with a putback. She's got 12, make it 66-39 streaks. Don't know if we're going to get that running clock without the full court press on. Right wing, another three-pointer put up by Richie's. This one is missed by Jamila Boyd. Rebound comes down to Elliott. She can't hit. Now it's Jamie Johnson. Pulls the rebound down and gets the outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty gets knocked to the floor by Elliott. And that'll be her, let's see, maybe her third foul now. I've got to make sure. I think I missed one. Yep, that's her third foul. And just the first team foul called on Rich East here in the second half. In fact, that's the first foul called, period, here in the second half. 3.5 to play third quarter. Jessica Howard straight on. Three-pointer is good. Out about 22 feet. She's got 15 in the game. Four three-pointers. Make it 69-39. Nice move down the middle. Up and no good by Jones. Jamie Johnson down with a rebound. Ty Peachy long pass. Jessica Howard right wing. Three-pointer. Another one is up and good. She's got 18, make it 72-39. Nice move again. This is McCabe Elliott drives down the right side. The floater is up and in. She's got 13, make it 72-41. Streaks under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
You think you're going to let Jess Howard get wide open again?
Not looking like it. Jeroma Webb's following all over, but she does run down the left side. Can't get the shot up and in. But Emma Junk there for the offensive rebound, a putback on the right side. She's got 8, make it 74-41 streaks. And Jess is doing a nice job. And, you know, she doesn't just stand out there at that three-point line. She's always moving as Webb misses a scoop shot. Ty Peachy down with a rebound and lost it on the sideline as she tried to get around the defenders. But Jess does a nice job. She knows her, you know, like you said earlier, they're jumping out on her on a three, not going to give her an easy three-pointer again after she hits a couple. And they're all over, and she's moving without the ball, using the picks, and getting free in the lane. 2:28 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 74-41. Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks. Runner on the paint, up and good by McCabe Elliott. They get 74-43. Now Bailey Boyer nearly has her pocket picked, but she gets fouled. They're going to call it on Jeroma Webb. That'll be her third and the second team foul on Rich East in the half with 2:15 to play in the third. Streaks leading 74-43.
Lots of foul trouble starting to add up for this Rich East ball club as they still have Jasmine Tate with four. Jeroma Webb has three. McCabe Elliott has three. So, and Khadijah Schaff also with two. So
yeah, we haven't even seen Jasmine Tate in this second half yet. The other Jasmine. Oh, nice look inside. Sadie Hamilton got the wide open. Bailey Boyer hit it. Sadie couldn't hit the shot. Got bumped afterwards. And this is Jones with it. And what's the call?
They're going to get a foul on Shantina Jones for an illegal screen.
Yeah, well, they called it for a push. I mean, the whistle blew. Jessica Lieber went flying across the floor, kind of did a flip there. And the official blew the whistle, was kind of looking at Jessica and just kind of slowly walking that way. And finally, like, okay, I'll call the foul on Shantina Jones for the push.
This is the guy that I think is getting paid by the minute.
Apparently. So Jones picks up her third foul now. Speaking of foul trouble, third team foul on Rich East here in the half. Bailey Boyer gets to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Now right wing, it's Mickey Rodriguez. Long three-pointer from the right side. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. It was Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, and Jessica Lieber all right there with Camille Bly for Rich East. And Bly a little bit shaken up. She hit the floor hard trying to rip that ball away.
Those long rebounds that Mickey gets more than I think anybody else. Every time that ball pops in the air, it looks like it's a Hail Mary in the end zone of a football game. Everybody's jumping at it, and somebody always hits the floor.
Inbound comes to Jessica Lieber on the left wing. Being pushed, no call. Now Bailey Boyer with it out high on the right side. Crosses over and nearly traveled with it. Gets to Sadie Hamilton. Now left baseline, Mickey Rodriguez stops. Fires a three off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down. And a push is going to be called. The rebound came down to
Jelena Webb.
Jelena Webb. Hers isn't G apostrophe L-I-N-A, though. Hers is G-E-L-I-N-A, as opposed to her sister Jeroma, G apostrophe R-O-M-A.
A little bit different. Parents tried to throw a curveball in there.
Foul on Myra Diggins. That is her second. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 1:27 to play third quarter. 74-43 Streaks lead. And it comes to Shantina Jones in the backcourt, across midcourt to Jelena Webb. Now right wing, this is Jeroma. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Jelena down with a rebound. and gives to Camille Bly. Into the paint, runs down the right block, gets it high off the glass, can't hit. Jamie Johnson snares the rebound to Ty Peachy. Long down court pass to Jessica Howard. She'll stop and fire the three, in and out, no good. And the rebound off the hand of Emma Junk, and coming up with it is Shantina Jones. Jones on the dribble, left side, goes left wing, 19-footer up and no good by Jelena Webb. Ty Peachy down with a rebound for the Streaks. Jelena Webb is a 5'5 sophomore for Rich East. 48
She's really
seconds to play.
Out there
yes,
too.
She is. Hawking Ty Peachy out there. Now it's Emma Junk back to Ty Peachy out high right side. 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Jessica Howard, long three-pointer left side. No good. She got fouled after the shot. No call. And Evan Massey is asking why there wasn't a call on that one as the rebound goes to the floor. That's going to go off of Jamie Johnson last. And Rich East will bring it the length of the court. 33.8 to play in the third quarter. Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez check back in for Galesburg. GHS boys in action following this one. They'll take on Thornridge.
This is almost like a 1-1-3 zone as the Streaks extend out the top person almost to half court.
Another three-pointer attempted by Jeroma. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound on the right side as Sadie got knocked to the floor. Missed again. And Myra down with a rebound over her back was Jeroma Webb. And that's going to be her fourth foul and the fourth team foul on Rich East. She was not going to rip that ball away from Myra Diggins. There's nobody out there that's going to rip it away from Myra.
No, she got her hands on it and was able to get strong hold of it. When Jeroma came over back, she just went down to the floor with her.
Myra has a sophomore and junior, as a sophomore and junior went to state in the shot put for the Streaks in track. This is Bailey Boyer. Ball knocked away by Jeroma Webb. Now Jessica Lieber comes over, runs down the right side, scoops it up off the glass, got it, and the foul. Nice move by Jessica Lieber. Stopped, went up off of two, got it up under the arm of Bly, up off the glass and good, and was able to draw the foul. That's 12 for Jessica.
Jessica might have the best body control of anybody on the team when driving to the bucket. She does a good job of getting herself in the position to at least give the ball a chance to go in.
4.3 to play in the quarter, 76-43 Streaks lead. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Converts to the traditional three-point play. She's got 13 in the game. 2 seconds to play and a half-court shot is off the glass and no good by Elliott at the buzzer. We play three quarters. It's Galesburg 77, Rich East 43. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're right.
Is
it's
it
not crowded at all. And look, out of 34 checkout lanes, a total of 3. Oh, no, 4 open.
I'm detecting a hint of sarcasm in that last statement.
You should. I'm laying it on pretty thick.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center doing a little Christmas shopping.
Standing in line for 2 hours to purchase a $2 DVD of
The World's Cutest Puppy Bloopers, Volume 2.
Right. Hot gift of the season, huh?
Waiting in the checkout line is one thing, but when you need your car repaired after an accident, your patience might be wearing a little thin.
Come on into Bates Collision Center. We take care of all the details so you don't have to.
From contacting your insurance company and submitting all the claim forms to setting up towing and a rental car.
And we'll get your vehicle back to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
So take a deep breath, relax, and just think happy Christmas thoughts, because they just closed down our lane.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
I'll be in the car. Right.
Out of collision.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
I say what I say. Anybody can listen to what I say. You don't need a password. You don't need a super secret receiver frequency to hear this program. You just turn on your radio.
Weekday afternoons, 12 to 3 on WGIO.
Fourth quarter underway, John Thiel Gymnasium. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rich East Rockets 77-43. Rich East with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and offensive rebound by Khadijah Schaff puts it up and in and gets fouled by Jamie Johnson. Picks up the foul. That's her second. Schaff with her, her second basket here in the second half. She's got 6 points now and make it 77-45. And we got the continuous clock as the Streaks are up by more than 30. Free throw is up and good. Ty Peachy, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Paige Klink, left wing, three-pointer up and good. First basket of the ball game for Paige. Make it 80-46 Streaks. Galesburg High boys in action next. They'll take on Thornridge. Thornridge, the Thunderbirds, is that who they are?
I think so. I think you're right.
As Camille Bly gets free under the basket on the right side and puts it up and in, make it 80-48. Paige Klink, another three from the left wing, off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long. It's going to fall out of bounds. as Jasmine Tate lets it go. She's back in here in this fourth quarter for Rich East, and the clock continues to run with an 80-48 Galesburg lead.
Well, the Streaks continue to play this 1-1-3 almost defense.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange look to it as they bring the ball across. Khadijah in the lane, shot is up and no good from 10. Rebound, Jamie Johnson. Now Ty Peachy, long down court pass to Emma Junk, and she gets knocked to the floor. I didn't think they were going to blow the whistle, and finally do, as it was, Makiba Elliott back there playing free safety with Emma going across the middle. The quarterback threw the pass high. She went up for it and got blasted. Sixth team foul now.
Yeah, her fourth.
Sixth team foul on Rich East. And back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, and Megan Young. And it comes to Sadie on the left wing. Sadie on the dribble. Nice look underneath to Megan Young. Up off the glass, can't hit, but reaching in and fouling her is Shauntina Jones. That'll be her fourth foul now. So she's got four. Elliott's got four. Webb's, Jeroma Webb's got four.
Jasmine Tate with four. We could start losing a lot of players here. As Jasmine Tate is back in the game, we haven't seen her in quite some time.
That was a nice pass from Sadie Hamilton to Megan Young. Drew the defender and got it across there as Megan misses the first free throw. She hasn't scored in the game. I think, everybody but Megan and Rainey, which obviously Rainey won't get a chance now, but Megan can get herself in the score column with this one. 5:23 to play as the clock continues to run. 80-48, Streaks lead. Second shot is away. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Khadijah Schaff, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. They're going to bring it back this way. Just over 5 minutes to play. Streaks with a commanding lead. Looks like they'll move to 4-2 on the season. Out high on the left side, this is Bly. And a steal by Jessica Lieber. Jessica runs it down left side. Had trouble getting control, but then she got pushed from behind by Bly. And that's going to be two on Camille Bly. And Jessica Lieber's going to go to the free throw line as she's... looks like she might have hit her hip on the floor as she went down. Yeah, she was trying to get control of the ball, so I don't know why. And she may not have had run out of, may have run out of real estate before she could get control, so I don't know why Bly felt the need to kind of push her out of the way.
Well, you can tell that the Streaks have really laid off the pressure in this half, as only four turnovers for Rich East after 22 in that first half.
First free throw, the one a bonus up and good for Jessica Lieber. Make it 81-48 as Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, and Myra Diggins check back in. And Jessica Howard waits to replace Jessica Lieber. And also, you can see by the number of points the Streaks have as well, because they had scored so many in that first half, and a lot of them coming off that full court pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica Howard back in. She hits the second one, and now Jessica Lieber on the season, 7-for-13 from the free throw stripe.
So the Streaks scored 26 in the first quarter, 33 in the second quarter, just 18 in that third. 82-48 is the Streaks lead. Galesburg had 59 points at halftime. Right wing, this is Jamila Boyd. She'll fire the three-pointer and got it. Boyd with her first basket of the night. Make it 82-51. Long down court pass to Jessica Howard. Now Ty Peachy right wing with it. Streaks going to take their time, run the offense, which this is good for him against a quick team that really pressures him the way Rich East does. Not going to see too many teams that really pressure the ball as much as they do, plus they're getting away with a lot of bumps and reaches as well. Good for you to play against teams like that every now and then.
Well, and I want to see them work the offense a little bit more. They seem to be standing a little bit.
As Jessica Howard deals another long three-pointer from out high on the left side. 12 for the Streaks. Is it going to be a ridiculous night? We'll see. 3:07 to play, 85-51 Streaks. Now a shot from 17 on the right side, up and good by Makeba Elliott. Her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 17. Now Ty Peachy with a three for the Streaks out high right side. No good. Elliott down with a rebound. Elliott one on two. Going to beat the Streaks down the court. And a nice move. Kind of brought the ball over and under and missed the shot. But the rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. Gives to Ty Peachy across midcourt right side. Ty on the dribble. Stops. Gives to Jess out high. A long, long three-pointer right side is no good. And the rebound comes down to Boyd for Rich East with 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Pass stolen away by Jessica Howard. Goes into the backcourt. Now Tate's able to run it down. Got it kind of swatted away from Jessica after she had knocked it away. Right wing, this is Boyd with it for Rich East. Boyd looks over the defense. Now the ball pops out and Jasmine Tate comes up with it. Left wing to Camille Bly. Bly on the dribble and it's stolen away by Ty Peachy. But the ball gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to go off Galesburg last. And Rich East will have it with 2:03 to play in the ballgame. Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber back in for Galesburg.
Streak still playing hard, even up by 32 points. They continue to play hard. They're pressuring the ball. They've done, you know, they've backed off the pressure. They're still running the offense. They're taking threes still, which may irritate some opposing coaches, but at the same time, that's part of their offense.
Yeah. Left wing, Jamila Boyd with it. 1:37 to play. She'll fire a three of her own from the left wing. Can't hit. Miggy Rodriguez down with a rebound for the Streaks to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the run across midcourt right side. Hesitation dribble. Now spins back the other way. Gives to Sadie Hamilton near the center circle. She'll dribble right. Spins back to the left. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Streaks is going to work some clock, it looks like. Now Bailey runs it down the right side of the lane. Pulls it back out to Sadie Hamilton between the circles. 1:17 to play. Fans are wanting that 13th three-pointer. And now we've got a bump foul against Jelena Webb, and Bailey Boyer is going to go to the free throw line with just over a minute to play and the clock still running.
I wonder if the ridiculous three-point thing still counts even though it's not a home game. Or it's not, I mean, it's a home game, but it's a tournament game.
I don't know. They haven't been putting them up on the wall, but the cheerleaders aren't cheering either. First free throw up and good for Bailey Boyer. She'll get the bonus. Not going to have a whole lot of time as the clock continues to run. 44 seconds to play, and Evan Massey brings in Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Myra Diggins. Also, Ty Peachy waits to replace Bailey Boyer with 36 seconds to play. They may not even get another shot at it. We'll see. Second shot up, missed. Rebound comes down to Dominique Hendrick, who's in the game for Rich East. Cross midcourt, Jamila Boyd. She'll drive down the paint from straight on, lays it up off the glass, and good. 19 seconds to play. Here's Jessica Howard, right wing. She'll step back and fire the three. Oh. They're going to call travel. She dribbled. I don't think she traveled, honestly.
I didn't see a travel either, but it might have been a saving face kind of thing, too.
Yep, Streaks aren't going to get a chance out of 4 seconds to play. Boyd across midcourt with two. Fires from midcourt off the rim, or off the glass, but off the rim. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Rich East Rockets. Final score, 86-55. Galesburg a winner. As they move to 4-2 on the season, we're quickly going to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then we're going to hand things over to Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee for the start of the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys game against Thornridge. And this was a night where really was not much of a contest, but one young lady who actually scored well for the Streaks, but she really did an incredible job on the boards tonight.
Yeah, it was Jamie Johnson, a very solid effort from her. She ends with 16 rebounds. Of those 16 rebounds, 8 were offensive. So she was keeping the ball, 7 were offensive. She was keeping the ball alive. She finished with 12 points, 5 for 7 from the free throw stripe, 1 for 4 from distance, 2 for 4 from inside. So a very solid night for Jamie. She was active throughout the whole game. She even had a steal. So a real good night for Jamie Johnson and a good victory for the Streaks.
So Jamie Johnson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, that's going to do it for Eric and I here tonight. Final score, once again, the Galesburg Silver Streak girls defeat the Rich East Rockets 86-55. Our next broadcast coming up Thursday night. The Streaks play host to the Rock Island Rocks. Stay tuned. Galesburg High boys basketball coming your way next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.